We're on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, George's Tap. Rav Sheshes had a Yosef B'Tadisa called Malayum de Pisa. Rav Sheshes used to fast every Erev Pesach. Neimak HaSov Rav Sheshes Samach B'Mincha Kedola. The only svara would be that to fast the whole day is because he held that the reason that you can't eat is because of you make not come to make Korban Pesach. And even though in Rav Sheshes' time there was no Korban Pesach, but the Rashbam says once the Gezeru was made, it was made. So Mishum Samach Mincha Gedolah Tanan Mishum Pisachu. The reason you can't eat because you're afraid that you get involved in eating and you'll not make Korban Pesach. The Savar Laki Hada Amra Boshia Amra Belazer Machshir Hoya Ben Beseira Vesa Shishachdu Shachris Bar Basar L'Shmo. Right, that B'Dievid you Yotze Korban Pesach from Shachris, and he learns Bein Hor Bayim means what's it called between the last day's Arbayim, which is the night, and the next Arbayim, which is the next night. It means the whole day. The whole day is kosher of Korban Pesach. Umitzafra Zman Pischahu, and therefore the Zman of Korban Pesach, at least B'dieved, is from the morning. So in order not to delay making Korban Pesach, even though you can't do it in the morning, L'chatchila. But since that's the Zman, so the Gzeira applies from the whole day. And therefore you didn't eat the whole day. The whole day is fit for Korban Pesach. The Sover Bein Harbayim Bein Erev De Esmol Erev De Hidna, because he holds when it says you should do it Bein Harbayim means between night and the next night. So therefore he therefore since it's the Zman of Korban Pesach and the Gzera was don't eat in the time when you could bring Korban Pesach that you shouldn't delay it, so he'd eat the whole day. Where it says Amri lo, that's not the reason why. Shani Rav Sheshes to Isnas Havi, the toying Betzafra Midi lo Ursula Havi Mahani le Michla. He could hold the reason is because of matzah, and for normal people it's enough not to eat from Mincha Ketana and on, not to ruin your appetite. But Rav Sheshes was an Isnas, and if he ate anything in the morning, he couldn't eat at night anymore. So therefore, he fasted the whole day. The Maseches Sofrim brings down that there's another reason not to eat, to fast Erev Pesach for Bechoros. The Bechoros fasted on Erev Pesach, and the Rishalmi seems to have a gear so that says that they didn't. The concept of Tainus Bechoros, Zecher the Nes, that happened to the Bechoros, they should make a Yontif, Zecher the Nes. They should eat and make a party. So some say the idea is that the Bechoros of Mitzrayim, Erev Pesach, knew that the Bechoros were going to die, the Bechoros of Mitzrayim, and the Jewish Bechoros needed Zechuyos, so they fasted and they davened Erev Pesach that they should have those Zechuyos. So the Bechoros today do the same thing, Erev Pesach. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says another thing. He says when a Bechor remembers that he was saved, what's it called, in Mitzrayim, so it brings him to feel very sad that he's no longer in the place of the Kohanim took their place. So when you come to remember that the Bechoros were saved, it brings you to something that you want to do tshuva for. So that's where they fast. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Name a kesover of Sheshes Samach Lamincha Gedola Tnan Mushum Pesach U kesover la b'shchitas Pesach Krib Yehuda and B'seiru De Omar Kule Yom Azman Shchitahu. Right. Why Rav Sheshes not eat the whole day? Because he holds the ikar reason for not eating is Samach L'Mincha Gedola, that you shouldn't come to delay Korban Pesach. So normally if Korban Pesach can't be brought till after Mincha Gedola, so then that's when the Gzera was. But he holds that Korban Pesach could be brought the whole day. True, B'dievid. Right? But L'maisa, since that's the Zman of Korban Pesach, that's when the Gzera took effect. Umay bein hor bayim dechsiva pesach bein erev dohe idno le erev de esmo. Mishikola erev de esmo, when yesterday's erev goes away, which means when the morning comes, the hainu mishiyala mudashachar le erev dohe idno till tonight. till that night. So Erev Pesach, from the morning till the night, is the Zman of Korban Pesach. Mishum hachi misana kula yoma. That's why you used to fast the whole day. The afal pish lo haya Pesach biyomav, even though Rav Sheshes was after the Korban Abayis, so there was no Korban Pesach. The itz, hoel, the itzer, once the takana was made, it remains. Just like we learned in Malkam Shenagu, that if the Isser Malacha of Erev Pesach is because of Korban Pesach, it still applies today, at least according to the Ran, because once it was made a takon, it didn't go away, even though the reason went away. The Itam Midit B'tzafras, the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason Rav Sheshes didn't eat. Rav Sheshes didn't eat because he was an Istanis, and if he ate anything in the morning, he wouldn't be able to eat at night. L'motzi l'mechol matzah t'te'ov and l'ursi. He lost his appetite, even from a little bit. Okay, let's go on. Pafilu ani should be Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyaseg. Even an Oni shouldn't eat until he makes haseba. Itmar, matzah tzorich haseba, mor ain't tzorich haseba. When you eat matzah, you have to recline, but when you eat mor, you don't have to recline. And the taka some learn doesn't mean you don't have to, but if you want to, you can. There's no chiyuv of haseba. If you want to recline, there's no isser in being masive when you eat mor. The mitzvah of Haseba Bechlau, the Achronim have a shaila, what exactly the mitzvah is the idea that the Rabbanin were misakin various mitzvahs, Leo Pesach, like Arba Kosos, and one of the mitzvahs they were misakin was Haseba. Then when do you do this Haseba? When you're mekayim the other mitzvahs. You do it when you drink Arba Kosos, you do it when you eat matzah, but the takana was Haseba, or no? The Rabbanan came along and said, when you do the mitzvahs, you have to do them by Haseba. Is it a din in every specific mitzvah? Matzah needs Haseba. It's a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. Or no, it's a mitzvah by itself, except the time to do it is when you're doing the other mitzvahs. The nafkamina is, a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if you didn't make Haseba when you ate matzah. So if it's a mitzvah by itself, so you have the mitzvah of matzah, you just don't have the mitzvah of Haseba. But if it's a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, then it could be according to the Rabbanan. And we learned already that it's possible if you don't do it the Rabbanan's way, you don't even get the oraisa, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. You have to do it again. You weren't yotzei matzah properly. You didn't eat matzah b'haseba. So now you have to eat matzah again because it's a problem in the matzah. It's not a problem in the haseba. Another nafkamina could be, when do you have to do haseba? Is only during the mitzvahs? Or just that whenever you're eating something, right, so then there's an inyan to be mesiv. Right? If you learn it's in the mitzvah, it's only in the mitzvah of afikomen, the kezayis of matzah, maybe by korech we'll see it's a shaila, but when you make on the motzi, the kezayis eat for the motzi, there's no mitzvah in that, so the chor is no inyan of haseba. But if you learn haseba is whenever you're eating or drinking, you should be mekayim the mitzvah of haseba, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of arba kosos. That's just the time that now you could do that. So even there's some hold that even when you're eating the motzi, you have to be mesiv, not just the kezayis of mitzvah matzah. And the Maral says that everything you eat, all the matzah you eat at the seder, even in the middle of the meal, you should eat the haseba. So and others hold it adarava, the whole meal you should eat the haseba. Right, so lemaisa, those are some of the nafkaminas in this shaila. Is the mitzvah haseba mitzvah by itself that's just triggered by these other mitzvahs, or is it a part in all these other mitzvahs? The halacha is that what's it called? You have to eat matzah again. You have to drink the kosos again, except for the ones that you're not allowed to drink. You can't add to the kosos. But if you did something that needs haseba without haseba, you have to do it again. And by korech is some hold that by korech, since you're eating morer and matzah, so you know, there's no haseba. And some hold that what's it called, that since you're eating matzah, there is haseba by korech. And we are no way to yes do haseba by korech. What else? Okay, itmar. Yayin, Itmar Mishmed Rav Nachman, Tzorech Haseba. The Itmar Mishmed Rav Nachman ain't Tzorech Haseba. The Arba Kosos. So there's a memra from Rav Nachman that you have to have Haseba by Arba Kosos, and a memra that you don't. The Lo Plige. Ha betarte kasi kamoi, ha betarte kasi basroi. Right? The first two kosos either do or don't need haseba, and the last two kosos either do or don't. We don't know which is which. But when it was said that you don't need haseba, it was said on two of the kosos, and when it was said that you do need haseba, it was said on two of the kosos. Amri lo v'haigisa, v'amri lo v'haigisa. Some say that the first two kosos need haseba, and not the last two. And some say that the last two kosos need haseba, not the first two. Now, what's the svara? Amri lo v'haigisa, trei kosi kamoi boi haseba, dehashtehu dekom maskelo l'cherus. Because the beginning of the Seder is when you're beginning cherus, the beginning of something is the most important. So that's when you have to show cherus when you drink the first two kosos. But the last two kosos is already after the fact. So it's not important that you dafka have to have a seba. Trei kosi basroi lo bo a seba. My dahave have. It's already, you're already after Yetzias Mitzrayim by the third kos, by benching. You're after the Haggadah. The Amri lo la haigisun. Some say the opposite. Adarav. Trei kosi basroi bo a seba. The last two kosos need a seba. Why? Ahi shaita the kohav yecheres. That's when you're free. In the beginning, you're just preparing for freedom. Now you're free. Trei kosi kamoi lo boi aseba, dakati avodim hayinu, komar. Because the first two kosos, you're still saying avodim hayinu. Right? So the actual cheres wasn't affected till the Haggadah is over. The Magid part of the Haggadah. So where it says, hashta di itmar hachi vitmar hachi, since we don't know, right? Some say that you should make haseba by the first two, and some say you should make haseba by the last two. Idi v'idi boy haseba, do it both. Let's see the Rashbam. Before we get to the Rashbam, the shaila only is, the Ran says, l'chora, if there's a shaila, whether you have to make haseba, haseba is only the Rabbanim. So if there's a shaila, which two kosos, each one should be sofik d'rabban l'kula. You come to the first two, you don't have to do it there because sofik d'rabban l'kula. You come to the last two, sofik d'rabban l'kula. He says a few terutz. One is, since there's no big bother to do haseba twice, so you don't say sofik d'rabban l'kula. Do both. Another, he says, if you follow sofik d'rabban l'kula, you wouldn't make haseba at all. That's impossible, because two of the kosos need haseba. So using sofik d'rabban l'kula will come out to something that can't be. Can't be that you don't make haseba at all. So therefore, the opposite. You don't say sofik d'rabban l'kula, and you make haseba on all of them. There's a kash on this Ran, which is nothing for now to go into, but there's a similar situation in Megillah. They have a city that's a suffix, whether it's an ir mukaf choma, or it's a city that what's it called is a prazos. So when do you read the Megillah? Right? If it's mukaf choma, you read on the 15th. If it's not, you read on the 14th. So the halacha is that you read it on the 14th, and with a bracha, and the 15th, stam, is a chumrah. So they ask over there the same thing. Why over there don't you read both days? L'maisa, what's it called? If you say sofik d'rabban l'kula on each day, right, then you're going to, what's it called, not read it at all. So since you can't say sofik d'rabban l'kula because it's going to come out to be something that can't be, do it both times. The most simple teretz l'chora is over there. It's a big bother to read Megillah again and to do all the mitzvahs again. It's not like over here where the Ran says it's an easy thing to do both. There, it's not so easy. So there, the halacha is, you come to the first day, and that's what's it called, read the first day, and after that, it's only a chumrah. There are many, many other terutzim. Okay. Shidra Shban. Ad shi yosef, haseba shal tzatzmo. Haseba is done by reclining on your left side. Matzah tzricha haseba. So the Rashbam is mashma, it's only the matzah of mitzvah. The afikomen and the first kezayis. Mora in tzorech haseba, shu zecher la'avdus. Because mora anyway is zecher la'avdus. You don't have to recline as a ben chorin when you eat mora. But like we said, it's not a stira though. Because if somebody wants to accept his tzores as opportunities, right, and he can be reclined by the mor also. Aishaita mishtoi becherus ubegeula shu omer hagada. The first two kosos, you're in the midst of speaking about geula. Hashda shamina minoa the arba kosos sorech haseba mor ain't sorech haseba. So we see that what's it called? The arba kosos do need haseba, and mor doesn't need haseba. Okay. parked on. Tosus also brings down over here, if you forgot to make haseba by the arba kosos, so he has a shaila whether you have to drink again, which is the shaila we had before, and then he has another problem, that where you're not allowed to drink an extra kos, because it looks like you're adding onto the kosos, right? If you just didn't do it with haseba, and it's just a shaila anyway, so then, if you drink again, you're going getting into the problem of adding onto the kosos. Okay. He also points out, Tosfos, Lechara, what's the shaila with arba kosos if after the Haggadah you have to make haseba, or no, the gula is over. My matzah comes after the Haggadah, and you make haseba there. He says, arba kosos is not the ikker, zecher, techerus, just the rabbanim and masakin. So a masakin, a zecher, techerus, while you're saying the Haggadah, that zecher needs haseba. But the matzah itself is the zecher of we went out of Mitzrayim quickly. The matz itself is that. So it doesn't make a difference when you. It doesn't have to do anything with the Haggadah. It has to do with its own essence. Whenever you eat the matzah, you have to make haseba. Okay. Parkton lo shmei haseba. So the Rashbam learns parkton. Ponov klapi ma'ala v'shochiv al achorav. You're lying on your back. Some Rishonim learn you're lying on your stomach. Tosus also agrees with the Rashbam that it's talking where you're lying on your back, and not like others say that it's lying on your stomach. Nobody eats lying on their stomach. Possibly eat lying on your back. That's not shy to eat lying on your stomach. In the Gemara in Brachos, we had a parked and can't say Kriyashma, whatever, and over there also is Machlokas Rishonim, if it means on your back or on your stomach. But that's not called Haseba. Haseba is Yamin Lo Shma Haseba. If you recline on your right side, it's not called Haseba. V'lo o de l'shem yakdim kona l'veshet v'yovel de sakona. It's also a sakona if you recline on your right side, because the food will go down your trachea and not your esophagus. So Rashbam explains how that works. Haseba simin lav shmo haseba shari b'yamino tzorich lecho. So the Rashbam learns the reason Haseba simin is not Haseba is not because it's a sakona. That's a separate added thing. But there's another reason, because you have to eat with your right hand. So if you're reclining on your right hand, it's not the normal way for a person to recline when he eats, because he's not going to be able to eat. Right? In addition to that, it's a sakana. Others will know, it's all one reason. Because it's a sakana, that's not the normal way to recline. The nafkamina is a lefty. Right? A lefty, the first reason doesn't apply. The second reason could apply. His esophagus and windpipe are in the same place as everybody else. But he eats with his left hand. So if the ikkar reason is that you can't eat with your right hand, right, when you're reclining on your right, then for lefty, adarava, he should recline on his right side. But if the reason is because sakona, then it applies equally to a lefty. Okay, let's go on. Shemi yakdim a parkedon koi. Shemi yakdim, the Rashbam says, is not going on reclining on your right side. It's talking where you're lying on your back. If you're lying on your back, then you could choke. But he doesn't learn that lying on your right side is a sakana. Other Rishonim learn that the sakana is when you're lying on your right side. And there's two reasons why you can't recline your right side. One, because you need your hand, your right hand. And the other, because of sakana. Right. According to the Rashbam, the reason of sakana doesn't apply to reclining on your right side. Only because you need your right hand. So according to the Rashbam, a lefty would recline on his right side. Since he's lying on his back and his neck is stretched back, so the covering that usually when you eat there's a piece of flesh that comes down from your throat and covers your trachea, so the food doesn't go down there; it goes down your esophagus. So that's called a kova, covers the kana. But when your head is extended back and you're lying on your back, that kova can't come down. Right, you're stretching your neck, so it remains open. So the windpipe is open just as much as the food pipe. When you swallow, there's a danger; it's going to go down the windpipe and you'll choke. Niftach miskapa lamala, the kana poshit lamala, the Michael Nichnas Otoko, the Nechner. Right, since the kova is extended, it's not going to drop down and close the windpipe. You're going to choke if the food goes down your windpipe. Kach pirush Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what Rashi says. The kashili amaylo samchei lahai velo asei basimin. This is Rashi's pshat, and he says it's kasha. If that's the case, then why didn't it say it before this when it spoke about parakdom? Right? Why now by hasei basimin? Rabosai pirushu shemiyakim kon leveshet the veshet have outside yamin the niftach hakova shal pi akonim me'elav shumata klape yamin the mikonis b'hamaychol harisakona shein ochlu n'mashkim nichnasim al derech haveshet lakach nira be'enai da'asei b'shemin koi v'desamche l'didei. So the Rashbam says no, it's a second reason in what's it called, in why you can't be massive on your right side. So again, it's according to the Rashbam himself, not Rashi's pshat, a lefty would be massive on his left side because of the sakana. But according to Rashi's pshat, where reclining on your right side is not a sakana. It's only that you need to eat with your right hand that a lefty would recline on his right side. Okay. Isha tzobayla lo boy hasepa. A woman who is married, and she's eating with her husband, doesn't need haseba. Irashi, ishein esrich haseba, may emas baila v'kufalo. Since she is subservient to her husband, she has to have the ema of her husband, right? So therefore, it's not the derech of women to be mesiv. And since she has a chiyuv of being subservient, so the rabbonim weren't mechayiv her to go against that chiyuv. That's... Others say it's because the derech of a woman is not to be mesiv. They didn't eat like that. It wasn't tsanua to lie reclined down. They used to eat sitting up. They didn't eat reclining. Mefarish b'shultas Rav Achai, lav darkayu denoshi lemizka. It's not the derech of women to do it. Two different reasons. One is because she has to have ema for her husband, and the rabbanan therefore were not mechayiv her. And the second reason is not the derech for women. Nafkamina is a woman's not married. Or she's not eating where her husband is. If it's not the derech for women to be mesiv, then she's potter. But if it's because of Amos Baila, she doesn't have a Baal. Ben Eitzel, we didn't get it yet. Ben Eitzel Aviv, boy haseba. On the other hand, a child to a parent needs haseba. What? He skips up. Oh, yeah. Then Isha Chashuva, he tzri haseba. She's an Isha Chashuva, the Rashbam doesn't say what an Isha Chashuva is. There are different opinions what an Isha Chashuva. Isha Chashuva could be that her husband, what's it called, gives her a shus to what's it called, to be mesiv. What's another pshat in Isha Chashuva? Right. Right, Nenechanami. Most women today are allowed to make haseva if they want. There's... And women are mesiv, except if they don't, then there's what's it called, they're not chayiv to do it again. I think what other pshatim there were. Some say that Isha doesn't make haseba because she's too busy, what's it called, preparing in the kitchen. So she has servants doing the preparation, she has time to do haseba too. She has enough time to do the mitzvah finish. Don't take your time, you have to run back in the kitchen. Okay, Ben Eitzel Avi, boy Haseba. A child has to be mesiv in front of his father, right? Because even though the ema of a woman for her husband is not as great, but the father and son, the whole Seder Lechor is the father and son. The father is a vade, mevater, that his son should be mesiv and get the most out of the Seder, and most out of the inyonim of Cherus. Iboyelahu, Talmud it's a rab, oh my. What about a Talmud by his rab? Toshma, the Omer Abaye, ki avin in Beymar, right, when we were in Rabba's house, Zaginon abirke dadodi, we used to lean on the, he didn't have any separate sofas, so we used to lean on each other's knees, and that's how he made Haseba. Ki asin in lebe Rav Yosef, but Rabba was the Rashiva first, then Rav Yosef became the Rashiva after Rabba. So when we got to Rav Yosef, when he became the Rosh Hashiva, Omar lo an lo shrichisu. You don't have to make haseba. Mora rabcha kamora shamayim. Because if a woman in front of her husband doesn't make haseba, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, the mora of the Rebbe has to be like mora shamayim, you're not mechuyiv to make haseba. But if he would be mochel then they could make haseba. So it says, meisayim, I call all the meisayim, I feel Talmud is a rabbi. The Braisa says that what's it called? Everybody has to make haseba, even a Talmud bifnei rabbo. So it's not like Rav Yosef. What says ki tanyahi b'shulya denigra? That's talking about a Talmud with his secular teacher, guy who's teaching him a trade, he's teaching him how to be a carpenter, not a rebbe who's teaching him Torah. Rashbam. Ben etzel aviv tzorich haseba, the lo havi kofif kol kach, not so kofif. Be ma rabba, havi gzaginun abirke dado, havi kol echad nishan abirke chadero, just to lean on each other's legs. Ki asinan lebei Rav Yosef, the rabba molach mikmed Rav Yosef. First rabba was Rav Shiva, and then afterwards Rav Yosef was. Kimora shamayim, desivis Hashem alokecha tira, le rabbos tamidei chachamim. Hish v'mora rabba lemora shamayim. V'shuli denigrei, Talmido shel Nagar, a carpenter, is his apprentice. Shemalam do umnes, he's teaching him how to be a carpenter. There you don't have to have mora from your mora. But on the other hand, from a Rebbe who teaches you Torah, there you have to have the mora shamayim because of the Torah. Iboyelahu, shamish mai. What about the shamas? Right? He's chapping, according to the reason we said before, by the woman, that's the same shaila by the shamas. He has to chap to do the mitzvahs, you know, quickly. Because he's serving, does he have to make haseba or not? Toshma, Domra Shub and Levi, Hashama Shokla Kazayas Matza, Shukishu, Mesiv Yotza. Mesiv in, Lo Mesiv Lo, Shmamino, Boy Haseba, Shmamino. See from here that a Shamas also needs to eat by Haseba. Bashama Shokla Kazayas Matza, Logosin and Bachrona. Just if he, when he ate Kazayas Matza, he has to eat it, the Haseba. Tells us a Shiloh, what if the person is your Rebbe and your father? So then, lechora, the fact that he's your Rebbe makes it you don't have to make haseba, even though by a normal father you would. But since every father teaches their son Torah, some Torah, even though it's not his Rebbe, right, that's not enough to pater him from haseba. It's not called his Rebbe. But if he's mamish his Rebbe, and he's also his father, then he's pater from haseba. And other Rishonim hold not like that. But since every father teaches their son Torah, so he has the aspect of Rebbe, and he still has to make haseba, then even if he's mamish the Rebbe, still has to make haseba. The svar I said fits there too. The father is concerned. The whole idea is the gadol levincha, that his son gets the most out of the seder. So he's mochel for sure. The Rebbe, on the other hand, is not mechuyev for every Talmud, whatever the gabi the seder, he's mechuyev for him stam. He's not mechuyev for gabi the seder. It's not the gadol levincha.